brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I just want to say here at the beginning how much I love doing this program because it gives us, all of us, such a possibility to reach out to more and more people, not with so much the emphasis being on rules and regulations, but the first emphasis is on having a personal relationship with Jesus. Then you can hear his word, his commands, his recommendations, whatever. You can hear them with the heart of knowing someone loves you. And what a blessing that is for us in a world that goes faster and faster, a world in which we have less and less time to just sit and talk to people. So many people lonely, so many people frightened, so many people in danger. Brothers and sisters, God wants to use us. I include myself with you. God wants to use us to bring light and peace to people. I don't mean not by long sermons. I just mean by kindness. By kindness. Let's take a look at the first reading here today. The prophet Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles: neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath so that we shall not perish. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. Brothers and sisters, you may be in a position right now where you really could make a substantial sacrifice in one way to the Lord. Or you may be ill and you can't make the kind of sacrifice that you would like. Just offer God something. Offer him your rosary every day. Read the scripture every day and ask God to love you and to teach you. There are things you can do even if you're confined to bed. There are things you can do and read. Brothers and sisters, no matter what our circumstances, no matter what our challenges, God wants to draw us closer to himself. Don't give the devil room. Say, oh, I'm too sick, or I'm too poor, or I'm too whatever. We're being called, brothers and sisters, we're being called to enter into a deeper and deeper relationship with God. And in order to do that, we have to lay aside, oh, these are such little sins, they don't matter. Everything diminishes God's presence in us when it's sinful. Everything. So what we want to do is go on a counteroffensive. We want to say, Lord, I want to give you this for Lent. I want to fast 1 day a week besides what's required. I want to fast of something that I love so much, something I love to eat every day. Just decide there's one thing you're going to put aside during Lent. And God will know. Just tell him, Lord, I offer this to you. Bring help to the needy and bring love to the poor, and use me any way you want me to do that. Make this Lent active, not just enduring fasting and prayer and almsgiving, but do it joyfully because you're bringing Christ right into your midst and you're making him more evident by your actions. You can't make God come, but your contribution is a step that you can take, and especially during this Lenten season. Oh, brothers and sisters, God really loves us. And he wants us to welcome him into our hearts more. And just decide if you haven't, I know Lent has begun, but if you haven't, just ask God, what's one thing I can do? What is there one thing that I could do during this Lent that would bring you honor and glory? And Psalm 51 tells us, a heart contrite and humble to God you will not spurn. A clean heart create for me, O God. A steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God. Here's something very, very important. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. A heart contrite and humble to God, you will not spurn. The presence of God, as we conquer, even as we're working at conquering our sins, you are preparing a way for the Lord to work more and more through you. I mean that. I don't mean that just as some kind of analogy. When we turn away from our sin, even when we fall and get back up again, the Lord will more and more exercise his presence through you to bring many, many others. There's nothing greater to do in life than that, really. Open your heart to him. And today we look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." It is the very Son of God. Those last words are my words. It's the very Son of God who is present. Brothers and sisters, I was looking through many of things on the internet that I've came across. Pope Francis is in its homily, and it's also in Magnificat magazine. It says this: "His outstretched arms on the cross are the most telling sign that he is a friend who is willing to stop at nothing. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. St. Paul said that his life was one of complete trust in that self-sacrificing love. I now live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Look to his cross. Cling to him. Let him save you, for those who accept his offer of salvation are set free from sin, sorrow, inner emptiness, and loneliness. And if you sin and stray far from him, he will come to lift you up by the power of his cross. Just simply say, 'Lord, I need you, I want you.' Never forget that he forgives us 70 times 7. Time and time again, he bears us on his shoulders. No one can strip us of the dignity bestowed upon us by this boundless and unfailing love. With the tenderness that never disappoints, but is always capable of restoring our joy. He makes it possible for us to lift up our heads and to start anew. And that's what God's offering you during this Lenten season. It is a time to open your heart to Him and say, Lord, what would you have me do? I'm not saying you're going to get voices coming to you from heaven, but it is amazing how the Lord uses many circumstances around us to show us what He wants of us. The Lord's love is greater than all our problems, our frailties, our flaws. He embraced the prodigal son. He embraced Peter after his denials. And He always, always, always embraces us after every fall, helping us to rise and get back on our feet. Because the worst fall, and pay attention to this, the worst fall, the one that can ruin our lives, is when we stay down and do not allow ourselves to be helped up. Now, I want to encourage you. If you think, I've got so much sin, it's been years since I've gone to confession, just really urge you to go. Take the burden off your heart, that God's love and life may flow through you fully again, because He cares for you. His forgiveness and salvation are not something we can buy, nor that we have to acquire by our own works and our efforts. His self-sacrifice on the cross is so great that we can never repay it, but only receive it with immense gratitude and with the joy of being more greatly loved than we could ever imagine. He loved us first. That's from 1 John. Your eyes fixed on the outstretched arms of Christ crucified. And when you go to confess your sins, believe firmly in His mercy, which frees you of your guilt. Contemplate. Think about His blood poured out with such great love, and let yourself be cleansed by it. In this way, you can be reborn ever anew. Brothers and sisters, what is the sum of our years? 70 is the sum of our years, or 80 of those who are strong? They pass quickly and we drift away. But brothers and sisters, there is a God of enormous love, of infinite love, who is willing to forgive us even if we come back for the 50th time with the same sin. He is willing to forgive, and He's giving us grace and strength to learn how not to repeat it. We can say, oh, well, yeah, I went to confession. I'm done now. I'm cleaned up for a day. No. What you want to say is, Lord, thank you for forgiving me my sin. Now help me to live what you ask of me. You can say that to God personally. Just say that to Him. Lord, I love you. I'm sorry for what I've done. Thank you for forgiving me. Help me, Lord, to turn to you in every situation. That doesn't mean that you can't do your work. You can work at work. If you take a break just for a few minutes and just say, Lord, speak to my heart. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, uphold me. I love you. Brothers and sisters, He will not fail that kind of prayer. You can count on it. So may God abundantly lead you and bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.